This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Devastating bombings in Sri Lanka, killing hundreds, has forced the island nation into a state of emergency. At least 290 people are dead and hundreds of others injured after the blasts targeting churches and hotels on Easter Sunday. Sri Lanka Project Director for the International Crisis Group in London, Alan Keenan, explains why this attack has come as such a shock.
There was never any history of violence of this sort against Christians, and certainly not by any by the Muslim group that the government is claiming is responsible for this. There's been no history of Islamic militancy within Sri Lanka.
Officials believe seven suicide bombers belonging to the National Tawfiq Jamaat group carried out the coordinated attacks. The government said it is investigating whether the group had links to foreign terrorist organizations. The United States on Monday ended its sanctions waivers for five countries importing Iranian oil, the U.S. hoping to put new pressure on Tehran to curb its military aggression in the Mideast by cutting off its main source of national revenue. The waivers will end for three U.S. allies, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, as well as China and India. The U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, has left for another regional trip that will also take him to Qatar for a new round of negotiations with the Taliban. The political end to the Afghan war is the goal of this peace process. The United States is offering a reward of up to $10 million for information that disrupts the finances of Lebanon's Hezbollah militant organization. The U.S. State Department announced the award Monday. This is VOA News.